When James Calderwood climbed Mount Kilimanjaro last summer, he packed hiking boots, sunglasses, rain gear, and a trumpet mouthpiece. He didn't want to miss a day of bugle practice because once Calderwood learned how to play the bugle, he could earn his 122nd and final Boy Scout merit badge. James has earned badges in everything from photography and shooting to citizenship and fire prevention. He's 18 years old and from Chevy Chase, Maryland, and he's here in the studio to tell us how he did it. Welcome to the program, James.
Thank you.
Did you set out to earn them all?
I never really set out to earn them all. I sort of started earning them, found out that there were merit badges in pretty much every interest I could imagine. Next thing I knew, I had 100 badges and figured I should keep going for it.
Have others done it?
I've heard that there is approximately 20 or 30 other scouts in the history of scouting that have done it, but there's no official record.
How did bugling become the last badge?
I've never been very musically inclined. I tried playing the saxophone and the piano when I was younger, and it didn't work out too well. And you know, I had 121, and there was one more to get, so I figured I should pursue it.
Has anything stuck? I mean, anything you've learned to earn a badge actually become a passion?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, like, photography is a true passion of mine. It's something I've really been pursuing since fifth grade. And, I mean, a lot of the stuff I learned in citizenship in the nation and community and world has been really useful with debate and mm-hmm. that sort of thing that I do.
Is that the most useful one?
Especially living in D.C., it's definitely a useful thing to have some background in. And I guess the best thing about earning all the merit badges has been having the interviews with the various counselors, being able to sit down with someone who's, you know, the best of the best in their field and just talk to them about what they do is really been great.
Do you think the career path you've chosen, which is medicine?
Right, medicine in the developing world.
Was inspired by any of this, the badge earning?
I mean, it definitely had a part in it. I mean, pursuing first aid and then pursuing like the public health badge and then citizenship in the nation and the world and everything, it sort of showed me how much more is out there and how much more I could do. So I think it's definitely been part of guiding me toward my path.
This has taken up a lot of your time. Since you were what, 6 when you started as a Cub Scout?
I started scouting when I was around 6 years old.
Do you have another big goal? I mean, what's the mountain ahead that you want to climb?
I guess sort of get into college right now and then sort of get through college and medical school and hopefully find a career I'm interested in.
Eagle Scout James Calderwood from Chevy Chase, Maryland has earned every badge scouting has to offer. Congratulations. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
He's the funky bugle boy of Company B.